control now. But you never do that. You only act sexy when you know we're not going to have sex. Why is that? Robert looked up at Jenna, who stood motionless before him. He took her silence as his victory. Silence equals consent, and moved to the bedroom door. Please get ready, he said, softening his tone. It's 9. Everyone will be gone when we get there. He turned and disappeared down the hall. I was just trying to get in the mood for the stupid party, Jenna muttered, stomping across the room and into her closet. Fine. If Robert didn't want her to act sexy, someone else would. I saw her today at the reception, a glass of wine in her hand. I knew she was going to meet her connection. At her feet was a footloose man. She took out her long black skirt and slipped it on. When she moved, you could see her thighs under the fabric. That was sexy. Maybe some nice young man would appreciate it, since Robert was only angered by it. She clipped on her bra, push-up, but not too much, then her thong underwear, which always made her think of sex. Not that it would matter. There would be no sex tonight. Maybe she'd do it herself. Perhaps I'll take a lover. Shall I take a lover? Jenna slipped on a sleeveless sweater that was cropped